Does truth exist?
Because you have faith, does that make this book true?
Does God exist?
So when someone says there is no truth, if you apply the claim to itself, what should you say? Is that true? They don't think Christianity's true. They're talked out of it. You know why they're talked out of it? Because they've never been talked into it.
Cross-examining skeptical and atheistic views. Welcome to Cross-Examine with Dr. Frank Turek.
Are you ready to go to jail? You might need to get ready in the United States of America for being a Christian. Or if not jail, at least pay a hefty fine. If you think that the push for same-sex marriage and so-called non-discrimination laws are all about love and tolerance, you could not be more wrong. What we're going to talk about today and what we're going to talk about next week is this decision that came out of the New Mexico Supreme Court just a few days ago. And this decision couldn't be more intolerant and un-American. For those of you that aren't familiar with the decision, shame on you. Well, maybe not shame on you. The major media never covers any of this because they only cover things that support same-sex marriage or support homosexuality or support liberal type causes. They don't want to report on anything that might wake average Americans up to understand that this isn't all about love and tolerance. And this decision that came out of the New Mexico Supreme Court is about intolerance and totalitarianism. What happened was, and this case has been going on since I think about 2006. There was a photographer, Elaine Ugonen, and her husband out in New Mexico, who were asked to photograph a same-sex commitment ceremony. New Mexico does not have civil unions or same-sex marriage. But this lady was asked to photograph a same-sex commitment ceremony, and she politely declined. She said, look, I can't do that due to my Christian beliefs, but there are plenty of other photographers that will. And the lesbian couple found another photographer to do their commitment ceremony, yet they complained to the Human Rights Commission, whatever that board is out there in New Mexico, and court case after court case, it finally made it to the New Mexico Supreme Court. It was argued by Jordan Lawrence of the Alliance Defending Freedom on Elaine Photography's side. And the case just came down just this past Wednesday, I think it was. And the Supreme Court said that Elaine Photography, the Ugonens, were wrong. They violated a New Mexico non-discrimination law for refusing to photograph a same-sex commitment ceremony. And now they're out about $7,000 in court costs that they need to pay to this lesbian couple. Now, next week, we're going to have Jordan Lawrence on this program. You're not going to want to miss that interview. You're going to hear it from him, the man who argued the case, as to why this case was not decided properly and the implications it has on religious freedom in America. And not just religious freedom, but freedom in general. And whether this is going to be taken to the United States Supreme Court, we don't know yet, but it might. In any event, we're going to talk about it here today. And I think that this case is a landmark case. Obviously, it's just applying to New Mexico now, but if it goes to the United States Supreme Court and, of course, turns out the wrong way, it's a landmark case for the negative. And I think even people who consider themselves homosexual would not want this decision. And I'll explain why. In fact, I'm going to make a number of points here today. Many of these points you can read on our blog because I blogged on this morning at crossexamined.org, crossexamined.org. And as I say, you're going to want to tune in next week as well because Jordan's going to talk about it in great detail. But let me point out that a lot of people think that this is a situation analogous to race. For example, back in the 40s and 50s in this country, blacks couldn't go to certain restaurants or they had to get to the back of the bus. You know, that whole fiasco, that whole nonsense out there. And they're trying to say this is the same kind of thing. that homosexuality and sexual orientation is just like race. It is not just like race. Refusing to photograph a same-sex wedding or commitment ceremony is not the same as refusing to service somebody on account of that person's race. Race has no bearing on one's behavior. But homosexuality does have implications on behavior. Race can't hurt anyone. It has no moral dimension. But sexual behaviors can and do hurt people. And that's why morality is intrinsic to them. So race is benign. It has no implications on behavior, but homosexuality does have implications on behavior. But in this case, this had nothing to do with sexual orientation, despite what the court said. Why? Because Elaine Photography was not refusing service because the clients identified themselves as lesbians. She was not refusing service on account of these attractions, or what we might say is sexual orientation. She declined service because she did not want to use her artistic talents to advocate homosexual actions. It had nothing to do with homosexual attractions or people self-identifying themselves as homosexuals. She did not want to use her artistic talents to advocate homosexual actions that went against her moral and religious beliefs. Elaine Photography was happy to work with lesbian clients on other projects that didn't involve advocating homosexual behavior. For example, if they wanted to come in and, you know, do headshots or something, or, you know, just get general photography, no problem. She had no problem with that. And I didn't think she should have a problem with it. And this is the kind of the same thing that happened to me when I was working with Cisco and Bank of America. I have no problem working with people who have different, quote unquote, sexual orientations. That's not the problem. But don't tell me that I need to advocate political positions, or I need to advocate a wedding ceremony in order to work there. And neither should somebody from Elaine Photography. See, there's a difference between tolerating somebody who has a different outlook than you do. That's what tolerance is. And advocating what that outlook is. You're crossing a line there when you say, now I need to advocate it. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution was put into place to prevent exactly what the New Mexico Supreme Court has done. You see, the New Mexico Supreme Court is forcing citizens to advocate, not just tolerate, ideas and behaviors that contradict their deepest religious beliefs. And for those of you listening right now, you're probably low on the FM dial looking for NPR. Go no further. We're actually going to tell you the truth here. If you're looking for NPR, maybe you're a little bit more liberal in your point of view. And if you don't like Elaine Photography's religious or moral position on the issue of homosexuality, then just be careful. Why? Imagine a homosexual photographer or videographer being forced to video a speech that a conservative makes against homosexual behavior and same-sex marriage. Should the homosexual photographer be forced to do so? According to this decision, yes. According to the United States Constitution, no. Well, if the homosexual photographer shouldn't be forced to video or photograph a speech against homosexual behavior or same-sex marriage, then why should Elaine Photography be forced to photograph a same-sex commitment ceremony? It shouldn't. And by the way, this is just one of a long line of examples you don't hear in the lamestream media. They don't cover this kind of stuff. But Elaine Photography is not alone. In fact, the title of the blog today on our website is How Same-Sex Marriage Will Hurt You, or How Could Same-Sex Marriage Hurt You? Here's one example right here, and we're going to get into it in great detail, and I want your opinions on it as well. Today, we're live, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840 if you'd like to join the conversation, because we're going to talk about this issue and the implications it has for Christians in America. And not just Christians, just people of conscience, or Jews, or Muslims, or anybody that just wants to have the freedom to do what they do without being forced by the government to do something that's against their beliefs. Give us a call, 888-589-8840. I'm Frank Turek. Back in just 2 minutes.
I have always liked to shop. I mean, really liked to shop. There is something about swiping my debit card through that reader. Well, it just gives me a tingle. That is, until I learned that many banks process their transactions right alongside those of adult bookstores and casinos. Can I just tell you the thrill is gone? Mr. Business Owner, you can help me here by moving your card processing to a company that adheres to biblical principles. Cornerstone Payment Systems doesn't service morally objectionable businesses, and Cornerstone supports the American Family Association by donating a portion of your processing fee through the Processing with a Purpose program. You'll make my day, and I can enjoy shopping once again.
More information can be found at afaprocessing.com or by phone at 800-508-9030, 800-508-9030. Cornerstone Payment Systems is a registered ISO of Harris Bank, Buffalo Grove, Illinois, member FDIC.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
There's a reason people call it the abortion industry. It rakes in about $500 million a year in blood money, and they'll say or do anything to get more customers. An abortion mill in Florida is open 7 days a week, and they want to boost their business on Sunday. So they're offering a $50 off coupon for women who come in that day to abort their babies. The smaller print says things like the office visit, lab tests, blood work are extra. One of the abortionists there is James Pendergraft, who lost his medical license 5 times, but is still in business. He's been dubbed Florida's Kermit Gosnell, the guy who was convicted of killing children and a woman patient. Yes, the abortion industry will do anything for more blood money.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Is this still America, ladies and gentlemen? We're having courts tell us what we have to advocate with our professions now. That's what the New Mexico Supreme Court basically said just this week in the case Elaine Photography versus Willow. And you can go look up that case if you want to read the opinion. When you read the opinion, you're going to read some pretty stunning dicta. Now, what's dicta? Dicta is an opinion in a court case. I'm going to read a little bit to you here, and I should have mentioned to the people calling in that when you call in, let the phone ring, because Brent is up there trying to handle all these lines himself. So let it ring a little bit at 1-888-589-8840, 888-589-8840, if you'd like to join the conversation. I'll get to your phone calls here in a few minutes. Justice Richard C. Bozen wrote this about this situation here. The couple from Elaine Photography, their name is the Huguenins. Here's what he writes about the Huguenins. The Huguenins now are compelled by law to compromise the very religious beliefs that inspire their lives. Though the rule of law requires it, the result is sobering. It will no doubt leave a tangible mark on the Huguenins and others of similar views. Well, he's admitting that this is what the court is doing, and to him, it's sobering. My question is, why are you on the wrong side of this case then? He goes on to say this. The Huguenins are free to think, to say, to believe as they wish. They may pray to the God of their choice and follow those commandments in their personal lives, wherever they lead. The Constitution protects the Huguenins in that respect and much more, but there is a price. One that we all have to pay somewhere in our civic life. I've got a newsflash for this justice. Anybody's free to think or believe what they wish. Anybody, even in North Korea, can do that. In Iran, you can believe or think whatever you want. But that is not freedom of religion. Are we North Korea and Iran right now? Is that where we are? You don't give up your constitutional rights in civic life. Your constitutional rights are designed for civic life. You don't give up your freedom of religion or your freedom of speech or your freedom of association so other people can be accommodated. Everybody has the same rights. And everybody can express them. This decision is chilling because it means that people who disagree now with the government on these issues are going to pay, despite what the First Amendment to the United States Constitution says. And that should scare you, whether you're a Christian or not. That's where we are, friends. And by the way, if this upsets you, this decision upsets you, or decisions like this, because this is not alone, there's many of these other cases going on, you know who you can blame for it? The church. Yeah, us, because we have not been involved. And you say, well, how do I even get involved? How do I even know about this stuff? How do I even know this is happening? Well, if you're not subscribed to an AFA alert, that's probably one of your problems right there. You got to get subscribed to the AFA alerts. They alert you when stuff like this is going on. So you can get involved, even if it just means picking up the phone and calling a congressman or calling your city councilor, whoever it is, the president or writing a senator or whatever. They inform you to get involved. That's what AFA does. So check it out. You also might want to get on the Alliance Defending Freedom email service, because the Alliance Defending Freedom, of which, by the way, many organizations support Alliance Defending Freedom. It's exactly what it sounds, Alliance Defending Freedom. It's a standalone organization, but folks at AFA support the Alliance Defending Freedom as well, because they're out there defending religious freedom across the country, and now even across the world. There are an alliance of 2,000 attorneys around the world that many of them do pro bono work to try and protect religious freedom around the world. And Jordan Lawrence is going to tell us more about that next week on this program, so I won't go any further there, but you can Google them, ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, to learn more about them. Let me mention one other thing. This justice says, as I just mentioned, or he said, that these folks are free to think, to say, to believe as they wish. They can pray to the God of their choice. But, you know, they've got to pay a price. Well, you know what this really is? This really is what the Obama administration has been talking about for quite a while. The Obama administration is not talking about freedom of religion anymore. They never have. They're talking about freedom of worship. But what does that mean? Freedom of worship means that you can only, you know, you can go into your church or synagogue or wherever and, you know, believe whatever you want and participate in any ritual or religious ceremony you want. But don't let any of those beliefs that you believe inside the four walls of that church, don't let any of those beliefs come outside the four walls of that church. That's freedom of worship. That's not freedom of religion. That's not what the First Amendment says. The First Amendment allows the free, or protects, I should say, the free exercise of religion, including all the values that come with it. To say you just have freedom of worship, that's not what the First Amendment is protecting. If it's just freedom of worship, then what this means is that you can believe anything you want as long as you don't act on it. You can be a Christian as long as you don't act like a Christian. You can be a Jew as long as you don't act like a Jew. You can be a Hindu as long as you don't act like a Hindu. That's not freedom of religion. Freedom of religion is you can act on what you believe. Oh, your pastor can preach on anything he wants as long as you don't obey him. As long as you don't do what he says, in other words. That's where we are right now. Well, let me get your perspective on this. 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Let me start with David in Indiana. Dave, you're on with Frank Turek. Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, as a person who does not, I don't denominate myself as a Christian or really of any religion. I really just wanted to weigh in on this and say that I wholeheartedly support the freedom of religion, because it's a constitutional issue. This isn't even just a Christian issue. I think everyone of any denomination should really be offended and should take notice of what's going on, because what this starts is, it's not just going to stop at freedom of religion. Freedom of speech then endangered. Freedom of press. Freedom, you know, all the different freedoms we have are now able to be mutated and distorted into whatever, you know, whatever the government so shall choose. Because if it starts with, I can think in whatever I want, and then that's what we'll get, well, the next thing we know, it stops at religion, and it goes on to speech. So speech becomes, well, you can say whatever you want as long as it's not in public, you know, and I think that this is, it's a greater issue. We're not talking just you know, what Christians are getting hurt by. We're talking about all Americans across the board, because it sets a precedent.
I think you're absolutely right, David. I couldn't have said it better myself. That's why I'm saying this is not just a Christian issue, as you pointed out. This is an issue of freedom and liberty here in the United States of America, the greatest country in the history of the world, as far as we know. And we're losing these very freedoms in the name of political correctness now. Political correctness is a disease on this country. And it's causing us to lose the very freedoms, as you mentioned. It's not just religion. It's all the other freedoms that go along with it. Pretty soon they're going to tell you that, you know, you can't express yourself as you want to express yourself because the government doesn't like it. This is extremely, extremely dangerous. So I think you put your finger right on it. Now, Dave, can I just ask you a question with regard to religious beliefs? Were you brought up in any kind of religious home or?
To some degree, nothing too heavy, nothing too firmly practicing. It was kind of a loose mesh of. It was a Christian home, but not by any strong denomination or anything.
Now, are you interested in this kind of topic? I mean, does religion or God interest you at all? Or
oh, absolutely. It's an interesting thing to pursue, and it's one of those things I try to keep my mind open about. While I don't want to necessarily put myself as I put a pin in one faith or not. You know, it's one of those things that I try to really open my mind to, you know, what if there is, you know, if there is a God that thinks and feels and has a will, I want to go where he puts me.
Good. Well, I appreciate that because, you know, many people aren't that honest. You know, many people will say, well, look, I'm not really interested in this. And they won't tell you that. They say they are, but they won't. They, you know, they won't be. If I send you a book, will you take a look at it?
Sure.
Let me put you on hold there, and Brent, maybe you can pick up Dave, get his address off the air, and I'll send you our book, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. Take a look at it, see what you think.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Let me put you on hold. Don't go away, all right?
Sure.
Don't go away. All right. Brent, if you can get his address, that'd be very helpful. All right. Let me keep moving here. Hang on. Let me check the time here. Do we have enough time before we... Yeah, we'll squeeze in another call. Buddy's been waiting the longest in Texas. Buddy, just a couple of minutes before the break. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
God bless y'all. I've been praying for y'all. Well, I was in the military. I was in the Army.
God bless you. Thank you for your service.
Back in 1975, I got wrote up for being an hour and 15 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure why they didn't ever write up these other guys. Well, I was short, just about to get out of the military, in other words. And they caught the guy that wrote me up, Sergeant, and the guy that was always late. And in a very, very immoral position in the parking lot. MPs mm-hmm. caught him.
Mm-hmm.
They took him to the captain, and they washed their hands about it and turned a blind eye and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the IG, and I said, well, we had an IG inspection. And the IG says, I have an open door policy. Would you all please tell me if you want to stand up and tell me what your grievance is here? I stood up. And I said, I refuse to go to war with somebody that's got any kind of ways that's not a man.
All right, buddy, hang on a sec. We're running out of time here. Hold on. If you can sum up your point in a minute after the break, we'll do that, and then we'll move on. So hang on. You're listening to Cross Examine with Frank Turek on the AFR Talk Radio Network. We're talking about this case that just came down this week in New Mexico. We're forcing people to advocate same-sex weddings now. Stand by, friends. 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dan Celia. We're going to have a great time again this year for American Family Association's retreat. There's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of encouragement, too. We're going to share, of course, from God's Word and have an opportunity to retreat from the world around us. I look so forward to seeing you and meeting all of you at the Cove at the Billy Graham Training Center.
In addition to Dan Celia of Financial Issues, you'll hear from AFA President Tim Wildman, Alex McFarland of Exploring the Word, J.J. Jasper of AFR's J.J. and Ron in the Morning, and special guest Governor Mike Huckabee. Get away to this faith, family, and finance gathering at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove in Asheville, North Carolina, October 1st through 4th. For details, go to AFR.net or to register, call 800-950-2092. That's 800-950-2092.
Querido Dios, ¿puedo cambiar?
Dear God, can you change my family? I want a good family.
Oh my, it's hard to change others, but we do have the opportunity to change ourselves and to do amazing things. This is Wes Stafford, President of Compassion International. We're all about change at Compassion, changing opportunities for children in poverty, changing hearts, changing lives, because when children change from the poverty mindset of I don't matter to I can make a difference, that's when amazing things begin to happen. The question is, will you stand up for children in poverty and help them make that change? A dear friend of mine wrote in his blog recently, will we shrug our shoulders and excuse ourselves, or will we decide to change the world? We need to take a stand with a purpose. Stand for a reason. I agree. I can't think of a better reason than for a child in poverty. Can you? This is Wes Stafford. Speak up with compassion for a child.
Welcome back to Cross Examined with Frank Turk on the AFR Talk Radio Network. Our website, crossexamined.org. That's cross-examined with a D on the end of it, an ED on the end of it. And what we do here is we present evidence for Christianity. We cross-examine ideas against it. We're talking about this case today regarding, the case is called Elaine Photography versus Willow. It's out of the New Mexico Supreme Court. And it basically says that a Christian photographer was guilty for not agreeing to do a same-sex commitment ceremony. Well, now, what does this mean to you and me? And, oh, by the way, if you'd like to be on the show, we're going to get right back to your phone calls here in a minute. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Let the phone ring. It's just Brent back there, and he's got a lot going on, so he can't answer the phone quickly enough sometimes. Just let it ring, and we'll get to your call here in a minute. This case is just one in a long line of examples where people of faith and conscience are being discriminated against in the name of tolerance and non-discrimination. This is not tolerance or non-discrimination. This is exactly the opposite. This is totalitarianism. You see it our way or else. You're going to pay. We're going to hurt you if you don't agree with us. And unless the church and other people who love freedom, like Dave, who called in from Indiana, begin to speak up and get involved in politics, education, the media, law, we're going to lose the very freedoms that allow us to live our lives here as Christians. Soon you're not going to be able to even preach the gospel in this country without paying a very heavy price. Why? Because we're not involved. You have to be involved in these issues. You have to be involved in law, politics, media, education. Why? Because the law affects your ability to preach the gospel. The law affects our ability to do what we're doing on this radio program right now. One day they're going to shut this program down unless we continue to fight for freedom. Freedom's never free. It needs to be defended. You say, oh, we got a First Amendment in this country, Frank. What are you talking about? Oh, really? We do. Then how did this decision come down if we've got a First Amendment? How possibly did this court decide this case the way it did if they're adhering to the United States Constitution? They're not adhering to the United States Constitution. That's why we need to get involved. And don't blame the folks on the other side of this issue for this problem completely. They're just doing what they think in their minds is right. We're the ones that haven't been supporting what we know is right. That's the problem. We're the problem. All right, let's get back to your phone calls. John in Georgia. John, you're on with Frank Turek. Go right ahead, sir.
God bless you, sir. Mr. Frank there.
Thank you.
I might take a minute, and I might rant for a second, and I don't mean to be obnoxious or any of that. I'm not trying to be sound like a crazy person, but I can suggest a few things. And if you'll just hear me out, I'd like your listeners, Christian or atheist, it doesn't matter, but God bless you for what you're trying to do, Frank.
Well, thanks. Go ahead,
John. What I would like to say to the case in New Mexico, it's simple. We're being subjected to the corporate courts, the corporate state. One of my initial remarks I'd like to make first, I want your listeners to really take this to heart. First of all, it should be, all of the taxes should be at the state level. It should be capped at 10%. It should never be more. Why and how has our lovely government everywhere, all the way up to the federal government, elevated themselves above God? God doesn't ask for more than 10%. What happens to the fruits of your labor? Well, it's being extracted from you through this legislative and administrative law. You made a comment earlier, Frank. You said we are a law. How did you say that?
We're a country of laws, not men. We are people.
Actually, in our Constitution, Frank, let me clarify this. We are a nation of law, L-A-W. Our Constitution has been corporatized. They have taken it over. It's been a long time ago this happened. And over the years, they have chiseled away at it, and it's an effort. When I say the corporate courts, I mean that literally. Through this laws they're passing and all of this nonsense with all of this discrimination and all of this, this criminalizes the average Joe. This is court for profit. And when your listeners realize that the state has elevated itself above God, 40, 50, 60% of your income, this is because we allowed that to happen. We're not paying attention. Who are we being controlled by? The state. The state has gotten into business at our expense, and they've used our money.
John, I agree with you, and that's why I'm just calling for people to get involved. And if they don't know that, you know, what's going on in the country, that's their own fault. Well, you're not going to get it from the mainstream media. Of course you're not going to get it from them. That's why you got to sign up for an AFA alert. That's why you got to get involved with ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. That's why you have to keep yourself informed so you can get involved, because we're the problem, John. We're the problem. We have not been involved enough, and that's why the country's sliding into a moral abyss. I appreciate your call, but I got to move on. I got several other calls I got to get to, so let me move on over to John in Florida. John, you're on with Frank Turek. Go right ahead.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing, sir?
Glory, honor, and peace.
You as well.
I don't think we're getting the big picture here. Homosexuality is worship. They worship sex. And now you've had sex worship all through history.
Even That's right.
When they come out, well, okay, you know about all that. Even in Revelations, you talk about the harlot religion. You got in Matthew 24:15, you talk about the abomination that maketh desolate. That is the man worshiping sex.
There's no question about it, John, and that's why some of the most relevant scripture for today's culture is in Romans chapter 1. For those of you that haven't read Romans chapter 1 recently, I urge you to go read Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 32, because what John is saying here is exactly right, that people stop worshiping the Creator and start worshiping created things, and then their minds get depraved. Everything, if you notice, John, I think you put your finger on it, that every one of our major social problem issues are somehow related to sex. Abortion, related to sex. Homosexuality, of course, related to sex. Divorce, related to sex. Childlessness, related to sex. Why? Because people are divorcing themselves from having children inside of marriage and having, you know, they're they're just coupling up and they're not, we're not having children anymore. Fatherlessness related to sex. People are not staying in marriage anymore, and they're going out there and they think that if they don't have feelings for somebody else anymore, they have a right to go with somebody else, despite the fact that they've created a family and created kids. And when you have a fatherless culture and you have divorce rampant and you no longer have respect for marriage, all of the social problems that we're having create economic problems. You say, how so? Because why are we having so many economic problems is precisely because the family has broken up. When the family breaks up, then children get in more trouble. They create more crime. Most of the crime is committed by children or young people who come out of fatherless homes, broken homes. And that, in turn, causes the government to bloat itself to try and make up for what the family used to cover. The family is no longer covering those things anymore. It's no longer creating good citizens anymore. I mean, we just saw this past week with Oklahoma. We've got thugs out there killing baseball players. It's just a culture of thuggery now because the family's broken up. And so the government bloats itself, which means that the government gets bigger, which means your taxes go up, which means the economy goes down, which means the deficits go up. That's why you can't be, not consistently anyway, a fiscal conservative and a social liberal, because when you're a social liberal, you're creating fiscal problems. So I'm sorry for that rant there, John, but I just have to agree with you that homosexuality and these other crimes or these other problems are all related to sex. And until Christians start getting involved and until Christians start being more concerned with their own lives and then the lives of their children and by extension then the lives of the government, our country's going to continue to slide into a moral abyss. Good call, John. I got to keep moving. Let me go on to David in Ohio. David, you're on with Frank Turek, who is ranting today uncontrollably. I apologize. Go ahead.
I'm glad you're ranting, and I'm going to join your rant for just a second. I'm going to move on to the point where for the reason I called in. The problem with America is people have moved away from biblical values. They're not reading their Bibles. They don't know their Bibles. The churches aren't following the Bibles. The churches aren't teaching the Bible. The churches care more about membership and large numbers than they do about preaching the hard Bible verses, which they're skipping. But we don't have freedom in this country. Look at the 58 million babies that have been butchered since Roe v. Wade. You know, in Hitler's time, if you spoke out against the Nazis for loading up the Jews or the World War I veterans or the people out of the insane asylum, you were loaded up in those cars and carted off and exterminated too. But in this country, we have the right for free speech. But if we don't use it, we're going to lose it. And Barack Obama and his administration has moved after the people in front of the Planned Parenthood centers across America, the abortuaries, to stop them from speaking up for the babies. And, you know,
it's tragic, David. It really is. And, you know, I mentioned the Obama administration before, how they bifurcate or they try and say that freedom of religion is really just freedom of worship. They don't even believe that. In fact, Jordan Lawrence, next week when he's on this program, will tell us about his efforts at the Alliance Defending Freedom to ensure that New York City continues to allow churches to rent out the public school systems or their public schools on Sunday when nobody's using the building, because New York City has said we don't want that to happen anymore. And here is this is just freedom of worship, right? And the Obama administration won't even support the Alliance Defending Freedom trying to keep those New York school buildings open so churches can worship there on Sunday. They won't even support freedom of worship. The Bush administration not only supported that, but talked about freedom of religion. Well, right now, the Obama administration, even though they say they're for freedom of worship, they're not even for freedom of worship. That's how bad it's gotten, David. And so we need to really speak up. And I appreciate your heart on the issue of abortion. That's absolutely critical. We're coming up to a station break here. Thanks for the call, David. If you'd like to be on the program, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Let me say one thing before we go to break. If you have not gotten our app, the new app, the Cross-Examined app. You need to go to crossexamined.org or you need to go to the App Store and get it because, friends, this is a great new app. It has all these podcasts you're listening to on it. It also has a quick answer section where you could be talking to somebody about a particular issue. Just hit a button on your iPhone or your iPad and get an answer to it right then and there. Get the app, and we're back in 2 minutes. Don't touch that dial.
It doesn't take much to make us realize that something is wrong in our culture. Maybe you receive AFA action alerts so you know the impact it can all have on your family and your way of life. So why should you get involved? You know all it takes for evil to succeed is for us to simply do nothing. It's easy to think that keeping to ourselves will make the problem simply go away, but that's not how it works. We all have a voice, and when we join them together, results follow. Find out how you can take a stand for the family when you visit AFA.net. AFA.net.
Wall Builders Live with David Martin.
You really have to come back to the Bible as the basis of authority, and a lot of churches need to do that. They've got to come back despite what the culture says, despite what others may say about it. They're going to have to take that position. And you know, it's interesting that now we're even getting so much flack and feedback for taking the Bible position, even from folks within the church. It's life.
It's about life.
It's about life.
Don't miss Wall Builders Live with David Martin every Saturday afternoon at 2 Central on AFR Talk.
Few words offer more peace and comfort than this one. Secure. But security may be something you've never had much of in your life. You may have experienced conditional love and performance-based love, but not much love that's there when you're unlovable. Maybe there have been people, positions, or things that were your security blanket, but when they're gone, and with them, that sense of being safe. If you've been disappointed in relationships, hurt a lot, or if you're tired of losing what you were hanging on to, then you're ready to experience God's love. God's love is complete and secure for those that come to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. If you want to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus and be eternally secure in God's love, then call 888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-NEED-HIM. Or chat with us at chataboutjesus.com.
Show. We got a TV show. It's on DirecTV channel 378. It's also on Sky Angel channel 114 or 126. It's one of those two channels. I got to figure that out. I don't have Sky Angel. I do have DirecTV. It's on tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Going to be talking about the great book of Romans tonight. And it's also on Wednesday nights. It's on at 9 p.m. Eastern and 1 a.m. Eastern if you're an insomniac. And you can watch the program, if you don't have DirecTV or Sky Angel, you can watch it live on your computer. Just go to our website, crossexamine.org, click on Media TV Show, you'll see it there. So there's no excuse not to watch it, and if you want to get a DVD of it, you can always get it from our website, crossexamined.org. We've got well over 100 shows now. We're very blessed to be on the National Religious Broadcasters station. And they have a lot of good apologetics TV out there, by the way. So you really got to get the NRB network because there's some great apologetics TV. Not just our show, but several other shows. John Lennox, Ravi Zacharias, William Lane Craig, Michael Brown. There's great programming on there now. So you really need to avail yourselves of that. All right, let me get back to the phone lines. And we'll go to Connie listening in Missouri. Connie, you're on with Frank Turek. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to say, does a judge, whenever he takes office, does he not have to take an oath? And no. If he does not have to take an oath, why do the voters not deserve to be informed as to what his beliefs are? Because it sounds to me like these people are being judged by the judge's beliefs. And I also wanted to say, okay, Christians, it's time to speak out. Obama, which is our president, says this isn't a Christian country. It is a Christian country. And come on, Christians, start talking.
Yeah, I agree with you that we ought to start talking, Connie, but it depends on what you mean by a Christian country. We're not a Christian country in the sense that you have to be a Christian to be an American. We are a Christian country in the sense that our heritage is Christian, but we never required people to be Christians. However, Christians need to engage themselves in the political process, because if we don't, this is exactly what happens. We got people telling us that we have to advocate things that we fundamentally disagree with, and that we don't just fundamentally disagree with, that God says is sinful, that we have to advocate these things. This is exactly a case for civil disobedience. And that's where we have to be heading now. If they're going to tell us we have to advocate same-sex commitment or same-sex weddings, which is what this case, and we're talking about the decision out of the New Mexico Supreme Court this week called Elaine Photography versus Willie or Willow, this is exactly what's going on. Now, we talked, if you're just tuning in right now and you're going, wow, what's all this about? Go to our website, crossexamined.org. Look at the blog entry I put on there today. How will same-sex marriage hurt you? This is what this blog entry is about. It makes some of the points we've made on this program. It has links so you can check all this stuff out yourself. Thank you for the call, Connie. I appreciate it. Let me move on to David in Texas. David, you're on with Frank Turek. Go right ahead.
This is just another gross indication of where the United States of America has been for the last 30 years. And it's becoming more prevalent walking into our store shops now that these homosexuals think they have more rights and can have their way over anybody at any time, any place, because they have a homosexual administration right now comprised of homosexuals, Eric Holder, Napolitano, every one of these appointees in government under Obama, including Obama himself, lend themselves to homosexuality.
Well, I don't know what their I don't know what their personal sexual orientations are. Or, you know, I don't know. You know, obviously, Obama's married. I don't know about any of that. That's not relevant to me anyway. What's relevant is not what these people claim to be or not claim to be. It's what they do. Okay. And what they're doing right now, David, as you well know, is they're imposing a totalitarian viewpoint on other people. We're not just asked to tolerate homosexual weddings or whatever. We're asked to participate in them now. That's basically what's going on here. And as I mentioned before, if you're listening to this program right now and you're not a Christian or you have a different view on homosexuality and you think it's just fine, let me ask you this. Imagine if a homosexual photographer was forced to video a speech that a conservative makes against homosexual behavior and same-sex marriage. Do you think that would be just? Do you think that would be fair and right, and that would be in line with the United States Constitution, particularly the First Amendment? No, it wouldn't. Well, if that homosexual photographer should not be forced to do so, then neither should a Christian photographer be forced to get involved in a same-sex wedding, which is exactly what this case said that this Christian photographer had to do. Shirley from Virginia, you're on with Frank Turek. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Hi, Frank. God bless you, and you have a blessed day. What I'm reading here in Psalms that was written by David, and it's Psalms 4:2, verses 10 through 12. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. So I think David was very smart. God says, here's a man after my own heart.
Right.
So that was what I've called to say. And I think the judges and the physicians take this oath and to serve people and not physicians, not to kill, but to help and keep alive. So I think maybe people better get back to reading their Bibles.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Was that Psalm 2? Did you just read? I missed it, Shirley.
It's Psalm 2.
Yes.
Verses 10 through 12.
Yes, exactly. And you know what else is in Psalm 2, Shirley? At the very top, it says, why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The king The kings of the earth take their stand, and their rulers gather together against the Lord and his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. In other words, what you're saying here, what David's saying here, is that this is exactly what's going on in our country. Our rulers want to break the chains, meaning the fetters or the restrictions, the moral restrictions that God puts on us. The problem is that it's going to hurt us to do so. You see, God doesn't get anything out of us obeying his laws. He's already a perfect being. He's not going to get better if we obey him, and he's not going to get worse if we curse him. We're the ones that benefit when we stay within the moral constraints God has laid out for us. It benefits us, not him. So if you think you're somehow rebelling against God by disobeying his moral commands, you're only rebelling against yourself at the end of the day because you're hurting yourself. Good call, Shirley. Let me go to Aner, who's calling from... Are you in California, Aner? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me, Dr. Kirk?
I can hear you now. Where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles. I'm going to be in Northern California for the next week. Any of you up there in Northern California, I'm going to be at several churches and high schools and colleges. It's all on our website, crossexamine.org. But what's going on in L.A.? Go ahead.
Well, basically, Tarek, in the name of tolerance, something has hit a lot very close to my university, Cal State L.A. Apparently, there's been some Christian groups that have been kicked off because the criteria for being a leader has a somewhat religious filter in it. And I'm a part of Campus Crusade for Christ. I got this text message about a month ago from our leader saying that to be careful and that the legal team for Campus Crusade for Christ is working on it to fix it so that there are no problems or complications. But I'm telling you, Dr. Turek, it's really, I'm sure you understand, it's really bad.
Aner, you know, I go to a lot of college campuses, and I speak to Christian groups and non-Christian groups on campus, like Campus Crusade. So if you ever want to do a event out there, just email me and we'll figure out a way to get there. But if you're having any legal trouble on your college campus and they want to boot you off campus for not admitting people who are not Christians, usually this is a way of trying to get homosexuals in there to take over the group, then you need to call the Alliance Defending Freedom. They will be all over this, and your problem will go away. Okay? I'm telling you, these people are that good. They will ensure that this unconstitutional restriction on your rights to run the group as you want to run it will go away. They will get involved. So go to ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, email them, and they'll get back to you. Now, if you have any trouble getting a hold of them, email me, frank@crossexamined.org, and I will forward your email on to them because this is very, very important.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Turek. That was actually my next question because I want to put together an apologetics type of event for a school because it's very secular there, and I was actually wondering if you would come.
Absolutely. What is the school again, Aner?
California State University of Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Cal State LA. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, just let's figure it out. Just email me, frank@crossexamine.org. In fact, if you go to the website, crossexamine.org, there's a section that says invite us to campus. It has everything you need to know on how to get us out there to campus. So if you would just do that, that would smooth things through, and we'll get something scheduled.
Great.
All right.
Thank you for your ministry, Dr.
All right.
Great.
Thanks, Aner. I appreciate it. I only got 1 minute for one more call, so let me try with Ricky in Alabama. Ricky, 1 minute, make it count. Go.
Yeah, you need to get the 12 apostles went out into the world and changed the world. We need to get the people back in the neighborhood with preachers and all these big-time ministry with money. Support these preachers or teachers of the word. Pray for more workers in the field and preach the gospel to the neighborhoods face-to-face and on the street corners and get out of the church buildings. You got to get the gospel to the neighborhoods.
Amen, Ricky. We need to do that. And we also need to get the gospel into government, which means that I'm not saying that the government's going to be preaching the gospel. I'm saying we got to get Bible-believing people in government, not to impose their religion on people, but to legislate morality, and all laws legislate morality. In fact, this case, Elaine Photography versus Willow, legislates immorality. Everybody's trying to legislate a moral position. The only question is, which moral position is right? Go to our blog at crossexamine.org for more. I'm Frank Turek. I'll see you next week with Jordan Lawrence. Don't miss that interview. And get the app, too. See ya.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.